You know, they call Callisto the dead moon.
That sound is from the new horror video game, The Callisto Protocol. It comes from the director of an acclaimed sci-fi horror game called Dead Space. NPR's Bryant Denton reports on how the sounds of the game are at least as scary as its gory visuals. So just a warning, we're going to play some of them next.
In space, no one can hear you scream. What they don't tell you is that you can also be bitten, you can be impaled, and sometimes your head might explode, among many other fates not suitable for the radio. So despite what the old tagline from the movie Alien says, you can hear death and dismemberment oh so loud and clear in a new title, The Callisto Protocol. For the full experience of the game, you'll want to wear headphones to hear every little sound.
It's a feature, it's a mechanic, it's a large percentage of a horror game.
That's game director Glenn Schofield. His game is set on a prison colony on one of Jupiter's moons, Callisto. And one day of incarceration at Black Iron Prison is enough for a lifetime, if you survive that long. Oh, did I mention the viral outbreak turning prisoners into mutants? But it's the atmosphere, not just the monsters, that make the game terrifying.
You know, you can have brutality, but without the tension, without the atmosphere leading up to it, it's not as scary.
Glenn Schofield has been perfecting this technique for years. In 2008, he also directed the critically acclaimed Dead Space. In video games, sound is used to convey many different things. There are certain noises that let you know you gained a power-up or an extra life, or that you've taken damage, you're in danger, or you died. Horror games borrow the same tricks, but of course the sounds are creepier.
Rise and shine, Mr. Freeman.
Menacing performances for an evil character. A special tune to warn you of an upcoming foe. And startling sound effects to keep you on edge. Here's Schofield again.
Everything is building up to something. What's tension without a scare at the end?
A lot of that tension comes from the score, and a special instrument called the apprehension engine. Film composer Mark Corvin had the device commissioned for scoring horror flicks. It's a Frankenstein of instruments, with strings, knobs, and rods that can be pulled, scraped, and strung for unsettling results. Combine that with grisly abominations, and you end up with a terrifying soundscape. And it wouldn't be survival horror without the excessive and excruciating ways to die. The game pulls no punches in this regard, with terrifying visual and audio cues to let you know that you failed yet again. So you're probably wondering, why would anyone subject themselves to this? For me, it's all part of the genre. It can be brutal, it can be discouraging, but it's still fun. And when you beat the game, you feel a sense of relief. So after each death, you'll pick that controller back up anyways, and you'll fight for your life until... Oh my god. Yeah, this is a bad one. For NPR News, I'm Bryant Denton.